going to erupt. They're going to bust loose. They're going to bust loose.
They're a powder keg juggernaut.
Okay. Average Joe conversation with average guys, Tyler and Wes with Walk the Plank.
Welcome everybody to Walk the Plank Sports. It's Tyler and Wes, and this is our outside edition. It has been raining and looking like total crap the past 3 weeks, which is the third weekend of March, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, and that's actually a very good weekend. I want to touch on that, you know, with the college baseball. 3 weeks, what does the third week mean if you're an Ole Miss Rebel? It's they've reached a 20-win game. As of today, what is the record did they just break?
That's the fastest Ole Miss baseball team to ever reach 20 wins.
20 wins ever in ever. The history.
Our great team of, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that made finished third in the nation didn't reach 20 wins this fast. And all the other College World Series teams never reached 20 wins this fast.
Yeah.
And that's the team with, you know, Archie Manning and
big
name players.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic week. But we're outside and it looks lovely. And it looks great. Kind of got rid of the Blair Witch thing. We have flowers and stuff behind us. A lot has happened in this past 3 weeks. Basketball tourney. We do have an SEC team in. Can you believe this A&M team?
Well, if it wasn't for them not being able, their Texas A&M team they played in the second round, they could have got in the ball of the bound one time. Texas A&M would be in the Sweet 16.
They're there though. Hey, it's an SEC team. I'm excited about it. I could care less because the SEC is represented. Now, how deep they'll go, this might be a one and done thing.
Yeah,
the Sweet 16.
I think they play Oklahoma in the Sweet 16. I think Oklahoma's going to make it to the Final Four, if not the final game. Oklahoma's a legit team.
But we have some interesting things we're going to touch on. This is just the beginning to it all. This is going to be a real quick show. We're going to probably do a 30-minute show, but we're going to touch on college baseball, the basketball tourney, Robert Kimdichie. We're going to give our thoughts and views on that, and we'll be right back with you. Oh, yeah, and a little bit of Tennessee football. See you then.
Walk the Plank.
Welcome back, everybody, to Walk the Plank Sports. This is our outside edition. But, hey, we got some crazy news that just happened, and I have this breakdown of what we're going to go over, but I can't wait. It's straight out of Mississippi State University. What happened? What have you got, Tyler?
Malik Newman, their star basketball player, just had a press conference to announce he's going to forego his seasons at Mississippi State and go straight to the NBA. But the big news about this is he did not sign up the agent that gives him the option to come back to MSU if he does not get the draft grade he looks for.
So do you think that he's playing a passive-aggressive approach?
Yeah, he's got the ability to do it, so why not? I mean, you've got nothing to lose. I personally think he's gone. Even this time last year, he was being labeled as a one-and-done player. Simmons at LSU just declared yesterday for the NBA draft. State fans, you got something to hope for. I just don't think it's going to happen, but it's just my opinion.
So technically, he's only played a handful of collegiate games, and this, if he did go into the pros, would you say that this was a stepping stone for him?
Yeah, I mean, very much so.
Even during injuries. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I had to get that out of the way. Tyler just told me about it on the break. But we're going to go directly into Robert Kimdichie. This is an interesting topic here, coming straight from the NFL and other sources and teams. We figured out what the problem is, or at least we think we know, and it comes down to what we've been thinking the whole time. His brother, Denzel. What you got, Tyler?
I talked to some people I know that have very close ties to the Ole Miss football team and coaching and administration. And I talked to them for a good little bit this morning about Robert Kimdichie. And Denzel has been a bad influence on Robert the whole time at Ole Miss. That was a plus and a minus for Ole Miss to sign Robert, was Denzel. We all know his mom wanted the brothers together at the same college, which it ended up that way, but the one holdback was Denzel. The NFL teams, that's what they're scared of, is, you know, Robert not being able to separate himself from Denzel Kimdichie. They're scared, you know, how do you separate family of, 21 years? And that's their drawback. But like I said last show, it only takes one team to, you know, say, hey, let's take a chance with this guy. I mean, he's got all the attributes in the world to be an all-pro player, but, you know, you're going to be too scared to sign him. You know, once he gets off the practice field or off the bus from the game, is he going to go, you know, get a good dinner and go home, or is he going to go meet Denzel and try to get in some trouble? That's what everybody's scared of.
Well, here's what NFL, it's like I was telling you earlier. The NFL is a business, and right now Robert's looking at, he's about a 28, 27, late first round pick, but me personally, I think that if they do some kind of clause in there, because the NFL, they have contracts to tell you what kind of shoes you have to wear, what kind of colors, what time you have to be in at night, what you cannot and can do. Like, Ben Roethlisberger is not allowed to ride a motorcycle anymore.
Yep.
In his contract. So it is plausible that somebody would gamble on Robert if he signs a contract to keep his brother out of him during the season. Well, I don't know, man, because his family lives in what, Nigeria or something?
Well, his dad's from Atlanta now. He had.
He lives down the street.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, him and Denzel both live in Ridgeland, Mississippi right now. I've actually run into the dad at, you know, going to the doctor about a year or so ago. Turns out we go to the same doctor, but that's another story for another day. So I know for a fact they both live here in Ridgeland. And the mom is from, I think you're right, Nigeria or somewhere in the African continent.
Well, bottom line is what I'm saying is that I personally think, Nate, okay, first of all, this is absurd for me to say, even though all you people out there, you're going to totally disagree with what I say, or you might agree if you actually know the facts, but Robert Comdici may have jumped out or fell out or whatever happened out of window, but he is not a Johnny Manziel. By no means. He's not out with the hookers and
want to sleep with the finest girls possible. I mean, that's his own words.
I mean, okay, first of all, Johnny Manziel's favorite group is 50 Cent. Robert Comdici's favorite group ever is the Grateful Dead. Yeah. There are two different types of entities as a human being. I think Robert is actually a pretty cool dude. I know him personally, as do you. But we're just going to have to see. When it gets down to it, when the pen hits the paper, somebody's going to take a gamble on him. And I'm saying possibly if there's a contract in there about Denzel, I could see him going top 10 maybe.
I mean, all it takes is one team. I told you just
recently. Buffalo or Dallas. Yeah.
The people I talked to this morning say Buffalo are really interested in them. But we'll see. We'll see.
Well, now that we're here, do you want to fast forward and go on to the draft?
Yeah. I bet y'all can't guess the first player out of Mississippi to be taken in the draft or signed with the NFL team.
The most obvious pick? Yeah, Tunsil.
But he hadn't signed yet. We've actually had a player out of Mississippi State University. Who can't get this?
Yeah, he is the first one to go. The first one to go to the NFL draft, or the NFL this year. Never played football.
He was a discus, though, at Mississippi.
Yeah, 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", 297, 300 pounds. I don't have his name right off the top of me. But, Tyler, if you could look that up real quick. But the cat, let me tell you. I was talking to Jake Wimberly on he's on Bulldog Sports Radio.
Y'all check him out. He's pretty cool dude.
Yeah, Jake has some awesome show. But he was touching on his show that actually the question I asked is why didn't he play on Mississippi State's football team? You're talking about a guy who runs, he's 300 pounds. He's got a 30-something inch vertical, over 20-something reps. 30 reps. I have no idea. He runs a 4.6, 4.7, 40.
I think it was
4.6. And now the never played it down, but the Kansas City Chiefs signed him as a linebacker. A linebacker.
Yep.
That's crazy. So I guess Mississippi State does have one up on everybody. The first player taken in the 2016 draft from Mississippi was a discus player.
Yeah, hold on. Here it is right here.
What's his name?
Let's see.
Guys, this weather's great, man.
I cannot say his name. You want to try TAUTVYDAS?
Trust us. Somebody from Mississippi State wins.
And his last name is KIERAS. He's a discus thrower on the Mississippi State University track team. Went to try out for pro days and blew the Chiefs out of the water. My question is, if you're Dan Mullen, why don't you have this guy on your football team?
Well, maybe. Well, that's what I was asking Jake Wimberly. Maybe. And Jake's response is very logical. He's on a scholarship for track.
But you always see, like, Seth Smith was on scholarship for football, played baseball.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're right. Kaleo Moore.
He ran track.
Quincy Adebojo. I don't know if
track.
I have to do some research on this. Jake Wimberly, I'm gonna get back with you on that because it didn't even occur to me there are several other football players that are crossing.
Yeah.
I mean, it even goes into baseball. Cinquez Golson.
Like
and,
you said, Cinquez.
Yeah. Great.
Cinquez, for you Alabama fans and Ole Miss fans, you'll know, he was one who intercepted the last pass.
Out of Pascagoula. Ago? I was talking to his head coach 2 days ago down at my work.
Good dude.
Yeah. Anyway, that's great. Anything else to cover on this particular draft or anything? We all good? Or?
No, I need some orange juice. So let's take a break, and we'll come back shortly with the next segment.
Right on. See you soon.
Walk the Plank.
Welcome back, everybody, to Walk the Plank Sports, our outside edition. We had a camera malfunction, and our duct tape came apart. So we had to fix that. And bear with us, because we have a robin behind us that's raising utter hell. Because the weather has been great.
And he wants to sing about it. I would too.
Yeah, I mean, he is going to town.
I saw him in a rowboat in the Life Fest last week.
Yeah. Great weather, man. Like, seriously, though, all sports aside, it's been a flood in Texas and
Louisiana.
And thoughts and prayers go out to everybody over there. But this is actually pretty awesome because Tyler and his family have been dealing with their SARS breakout the past week.
We had to get our suits out.
Yeah, hazmat suits for everybody. It was terrible. But all jokes aside, great weather. And that brings us to which all you people know from watching on Walk the Plank Sports, is my favorite time of the year, other than boxing and football, is baseball. And where does Mississippi sit? Who does it remind you of? What, 2 years ago? Mississippi?
The storm, the perfect storm. Instead of Mississippi, football teams took the nation by storm.
1-2, and now we turn around, fast forward button, baseball, and now they're both in the top 10, sitting on top of the baseball world again.
If Ole Miss can take care of South Carolina and Mississippi State can take care of Georgia, it's going to be a top 10 battle in Starkville, Mississippi next weekend for the rights of the bragging rights baseball style. It should be fun. Hopefully both these teams get a hold up and maybe they'll meet it again in, Omaha?
Possibly, but before we even talk about Omaha, let's talk about what happened with that Roll Tide. The Corn Dogs blew it big time, buddy.
But LSU lost a lot from last year, and I thought this may happen, but with LSU, they're always strong in baseball, so I didn't want to count them out totally. But Alabama did go down to Baton Rouge and went 2 out of 3 and had a chance to win a third game. But
when does that happen?
Never.
Never. I mean, I LSU is what we would consider the standard gold for the SEC baseball.
I actually saw a tweet the other night about after the baseball games ended, talking about this LSU fan tweet about how he wishes Alabama would just break off and just float away in the Gulf of Mexico.
They would look toothless then. Yeah, they'd look toothless.
Alabama has absolutely owned LSU, and I know LSU's getting tired of it. Bama had a chance to sweep, and they were in the bottom of the 8. Bama's up 4-1, and LSU had a 6-run bottom of the 8 to win 7-4. Otherwise, they would have been swept in Baton Rouge.
Hey, props to Gator Nation.
Number one
in the country. Come on, guys. I mean, you're
unanimous.
Really tearing an A&M. Hey, I'm gonna touch after this segment. We'll touch on it, but A&M's what, 2 in the country?
Either 2 or 3, depending on what poll you look
at.
Yeah,
depending on what poll, which is plausible. The one I go by is Baseball America, which has
Ole Miss number 9, State number 16,
yeah, something like that.
Number 10, Florida number 1, and A&M number 3.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man. The SEC is a dominant force in just about everything, other than speed chess.
Well, I mean, in basketball, I don't know if it's just SEC fatigue, or if we just don't put the importance on basketball like we do baseball and football. But
it's not a moneymaker.
Not baseball.
Baseball's not either, but
I don't know what it is, and I'm sure everybody's
beer and outside and grills go together, you know?
And baseball.
Well, I mean, okay. Let's look at it from a logical standpoint. In the South, what's the first thing that Rodney gave you grow. I mean, you're going to play baseball and football. You're not going to sit in a gym in a court and play basketball, predominantly in the South. Okay, you take Hillcrest out of Jackson, South Jackson. For when we were young, for all you guys, people that don't know, Hillcrest was one of the most dominant teams in the country in baseball.
And football. They had a really good football team.
They had a decent football team. But their baseball team was no joke. But down here in the South, it's football and baseball. Basketball is what I consider a northern thing, even though it's really
not. Actually, if you look at it, though, if you look at the prime time, the big time basketball schools, you can pretty much...
Damn, bug, gone.
Make sure you're right, man. You can draw a line from North Carolina to Duke to Michigan.
That's a heavy line to draw, too.
Anyway, it seems like all the in Kentucky, like North Carolina, Kentucky, Michigan State, down to UCLA, kind of that northern border, I guess so.
That's what I'm saying. It's a northern thing.
Because, I mean, below that line, football and baseball are primary.
Primary, and that brings up this next, our final topic of this segment. The SEC's got a representative in the tourney. A&M pulled out the biggest.
How many brackets are still intact? My guess would be zero.
I didn't even fill out one because there's so much parity.
There really is. And I mean, back in the 90s, Ole Miss would have been safely in the NCAA.
With Ansu Cissé, Chris Carr, all that stuff.
Well, I mean, if NCAA selected like they did in the 90s, Ole Miss, all you had to do really was win 20-plus games and you were safely in. State would be in the bubble or, you know, in the NIT.
No, they probably would have made it.
Maybe.
In the 90s, good, very good, valid point. I hadn't thought of that.
But the NCAA, they pick all these smaller schools to be their Cinderella teams. And, man, these Cinderella teams have come play this year. I mean, they've destroyed everyone's bracket in one weekend, pretty much.
Well, Middle Tennessee State just absolutely... I watched. They crushed Michigan State.
That was
my
team to win it all.
That was insane, man. I don't even watch Yankee basketball. But, hey, I tell you what. And props to Texas A&M for representing the SEC and doing your thing, man, because I never would have thought in 2016 that I would have told you that Mississippi State and Ole Miss are in the top 10 in baseball, and Kentucky didn't make it, but A&M is going into the Sweet 16, buddy. I never would have thought.
I don't mean to hate, but I mean
A&M. That's kind of crazy and fun, man.
A&M is a
look at that catch, man. Good job.
It's pretty much an inbounds pass away from being out of it. They were down 12 with a minute two left, I think. And Northern Iowa just fell apart, and I guess it's just being in the spotlight and not ever being in that position to actually close out a big game, and they panicked. I don't know if who all watched the game, but it was a heck of a game, and A&M looked sunk with a minute two to go, and they, you know, had steal after steal, turnover after turnover, and they actually made buckets, and weren't even really contested to tie it up and win it in overtime.
Well, it's so messed up that I don't even have a prediction on what is going to happen at this point.
I got one prediction. Expect the
unexpected. Like the cough? Nice cue right there. Nice. Yo, you had the bug too, man. That gnat is. Gnats are nasty. I see where the SARS is coming from. Anyway, great segment. We're going to come out and we're going to close out this segment and this whole episode with we're going to do our spring, but we're going to start with all brick by brick right here. We're going to bring Knoxville to you through Walk the Plank Sports. We'll be right back with you guys.
Walk the Plank.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Walk the Plank Sports Outside Edition. We've been eating bugs, man. It's the SARS episode. It was still got Tyler.
I'm stuck in my throat. It's like right there.
Yeah,
I can't get it out.
Swallowing them damn bugs. But
it's protein, man. It's protein.
Yeah, it's so great outside, man. I mean, you got to go with it and fly with it. But man, I tell you what, I got to give props out to shouts out to people that let us share our stuff like SEC Smack and Sports Talk 365, Fourth and Gold. Of course, all the Ole Miss and Bulldog rival sites, you know who you are. Thanks to all the admins out there, David Marshall, Jill Hamricks, I've got several other I got to mention, but I appreciate you guys bearing with us and
being lenient. Let us post our stuff on your page and not really giving us flack about it. We do thank you for that.
Exactly. It brings a whole new concept to what we're doing, and you know, for the audience out there, as we're working with these people, it's kind of cool, you know, with technology. We can sit here and do this and reach out to people as far as New York City and never have to lift a finger thanks to all these admins letting us do all this. But thank you guys. And we're going to shoot right into the final sports talk of the day. The viewer question. Last week was Ole Miss. Today it's Tennessee football.
Yeah, we didn't have an episode last week, and I had it written down. I cannot find where I wrote it down, so we're just kind of going off what we remember about it. So what we're going to do is go down Tennessee football schedule and game by game very quickly, though, because I think we're about out of time, and discuss, you know, what we think Vandy's regular season record is going to be. And
Vandy or Tennessee?
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Tennessee, that's fine.
They're all going to say Tennessee. It's all good. They don't matter that much either way. Just kidding, ball fans and Vandy fans. Anyway, Appalachian State.
Tennessee blows them out.
I agree. That's 1-0.
Virginia Tech. All right, they're 1-0. That's right off the bat, 1-0, and they're going into Virginia Tech. New coach, Frank Beamer's gone. They get the Memphis guy. Tennessee wins that.
I disagree.
I think it'll be a tight game, though.
I think the loss and West wins. All right, that's 1-1 for me and 2-0 for West. Ohio, I think they'll blow them out.
They're going to blow them out.
So win.
We're going to get to see real quick these two quarterbacks sitting behind Dobbs against Ohio and Quentin and Zach. They're both 6'4 studs, around 216, 220. Then they have the Gators.
That's in Knoxville. That's in Knoxville this year. And I remember last
year. Florida. They don't got a quarterback at all. I mean,
well, they got three that's untested. The one that everybody brags about, I think, went to Bama and transferred, but Bama fans don't think he's any good.
I've got Tennessee 4-0 at that point.
So I think it's gonna loss. Sorry, Tennessee fans.
I think they're gonna lose the next one though.
I agree with that. Tyler lost. West win. So right now, West has got them 4-0, and I've got them 2-2.
Yeah.
Going into the Georgia game.
That's
at Georgia with new head coach, Kirby Smart.
I don't care what the deal is. They're going to lose that game.
I agree.
Simply because Kirby Smart's defense. Guys, he don't got to be at Alabama. It's his defense.
That's why I think they lose Florida.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
Florida's always had defense.
Yeah. So, I've got both of us have a loss at Georgia.
Yes.
All right, so that puts me at 4-1 and you at
2-3.
So we're going next to Texas A&M.
Tennessee fans are loving me right
Tennessee's
now.
Tennessee's going to kill A&M.
I agree.
Doesn't even matter if that's played.
It's at A&M, but I think A&M's got so much.
It doesn't matter.
I think they're a dumpster fire.
It doesn't even matter what's
Tennessee
going on.
Tennessee wins that game.
Doesn't even
matter.
Here's
the one that I don't think even is close, and I don't care where this is being played at. Alabama.
Oh, Alabama is going to beat Tennessee head up.
So we bet that's a loss, right?
Yeah, that's a loss.
And here's my question game right here, coming up on schedule at South Carolina with a new head coach, Will Muschamp.
Crazy Muschamp. I got Tennessee winning that game.
I think I agree with you.
I got Tennessee winning that game because Muschamp, and I'm going to tell you why, the X factor is this. He can't coach a damn offense to save his life, even if he hired a guy to do it. He's never been a guy that could put together, for me personally.
I agree.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
He says he's going to change, but I've heard that from Houston Nutt, and that didn't work out either. So I think Tennessee wins at South Carolina.
So Tennessee Tech blowout. Dobbs will be out in the second quarter by then.
Injury?
No. If an injury was going to happen, it would be in between the Georgia and Bama game. And that would bring in Zach or Quentin, which if that would have happened, Dobbs, I would put in Quentin. So barring no injury, you walk into Kentucky – That's a win both sides. I ain't got to say that. So for Mizzou, and tell you what, they're gonna win out the final. They'll win out.
We both agree on that.
I didn't even have to talk to Tyler because that's common sense. So what have we got here?
You have them 11-1. And I've got them at...
I don't have 11-1. I've got them losing...
Oh, not, 10-2. Excuse me. 10-2 for Wes.
10-2 is where I've got Tennessee. And then, actually, you can go ahead and write 10-3 because they're going to lose the championship. They're going to lose the championship
and
game.
I've got them 8-4. So, I mean, anywhere between 8-4, which isn't really a bad season, but 8-4, 9-3, I would think would be a disappointing season for Tennessee because all the hype. Last few years, we've heard nothing about the Tennessee hype, and it just last year really didn't come through, and this year.
Well, I'm really not basing off hype. I'm basing off of.
Well, but you've got all the players from the back. These, you know, players have added.
And you've got added players. Like that, added they've players. Got combo and defense.
But let me throw
which
a curveball. Let me throw a curveball. The big question in my book is, will the Tennessee staff be there come September?
That's a whole nother segment. That's a whole nother segment. Even if they can, will the staff, will the AD be there? Will the athletic director? We're talking. The big.
Oh, this is Title IX. This is some serious stuff. I'm not even worried about the NCAA. Title IX can shut you down. This is the federal government.
Well, the thing is this.
I don't think Tennessee football is going to be shut down.
I think it's going to be fine. I think everything's going to be fine, and they'll settle out of court, all that. But somebody will lose their job over it.
Yeah.
Somebody will lose it.
That's a major black eye.
Yeah, it's a major black eye, and somebody will lose. They might even lose a player or two from this 2016 class. But bottom line, we're looking at, I said 10-2 for the Vols with the losses coming to Georgia and Bama. And Tyler's got them going.
8-4.
8-4. No, actually, 8-5, and I got 10-3 because they're not going to win the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
They're just simply not. And we will discuss that in a later episode of why they're not. So,
will they lose to Bamba two times in 1 year, or will it be a new team?
Yeah, possibly so. But anyway, great segment, y'all. Like I said, shout out to all of our people that let us come on board and do this. Great weather. I'm going to go home and
start a grill,
drink some beer, and
kill some ants.
Kill some fire ants, kill some old gravel ants, and... If we missed anything, you got any questions, just inbox either one of us or hit us up on Walk the Plank Sports. Tyler's going to go back and have all the little bells and whistles. It'll scroll across the screen. And, guys, you take care, and we'll see you, next week. But what you got?
Next week, I just want to say prayers out to the bombing victims this morning, late last night. Tragic situation.
Yes.
I couldn't do a show without saying, you know, y'all heard our prayers. And, hate to see this stuff happens, but until next time.
Till next time, guys. We'll see you around. Later.